Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
Well, so what I would ask is the reaction from a lot of people coming out of that game was, oh, Brandon Staley's an idiot, fire him. This is ridiculous. Coaching collapse. Brandon Staley's to blame. He's the coach, fire him. What of the elements that had to come together for the Chargers to throw this game away and Jacksonville to win, which of them would you say Brandon Staley is responsible for? Other than the sort of the tacit responsibility of being in charge of the whole shebang, and therefore the buck stops here. Like, which of the things that happened in this game were Brandon Staley's fault?
Look, I put a tweet out there just to offset the overreaction. Sometimes I just like to underreact while everybody's overreacting, right? I do think Staley deserves some blame, right? And the responses to this were like half the people like, thank you for not trashing Brandon Staley only, and then other people like, you idiot, of course it's his fault. Hmm. I mean, the two biggest things are, it was his defense that didn't adjust and eventually gave up 31. It was his defense, right? It's his side of the ball. And the other one is, well, Mike Williams would have helped.
Yeah.
I think those are the most fair things. I do think, like, tactically, within the course of the game, Doug Peterson as a coach won this game more than Staley lost it.
Yes.
Within the course of a game, in-game tactics, Doug Peterson won it more than Staley lost it. Unless you want to give Staley full blame for his defense collapsed, right? But it was more Peterson won it than Staley lost it. The two biggest things you would blame Staley for are, Mike Williams wasn't out there. How much would have that affected things? And it was his defense, right? But like I said, he didn't miss the open throw. Like, he didn't miss the open throw to Keenan Allen. It was wide open. He didn't miss the field goal. Those two plays changed the game. People are still like, Staley, you idiot, you almost blew it. But nobody's like calling for his head today because they eventually lost.
Yeah, and even, okay, did the defense give up a lot and collapse? Yes. On the other hand, they only, quote-unquote, gave up 24 points in the second half. The bigger problem is that the offense didn't score. The offense scored 3 in the second half. So, to me, like, which of those two things is more egregious, an offense scoring 3 points and a half or a defense giving up 24 to a good offense? To me, the bigger problem of those two things is the offense not scoring, which is not his side of the ball.
The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
I mean, so, offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi gets plenty of hate, too. Go ahead.
So if you're like, look, again, which is, like, what is his fault? Like, the fact that the offense basically didn't score again in the second half, to me, is a bigger fault in this, which is not Brandon Staley's side. Now, was this the offense just didn't execute, like the missing of Keenan Allen? Was this, I mean, Austin Eckler had 5 rush attempts in the second half when they had this 3-score lead to start the second half. That feels like an imbalance. Like, the offense not scoring is, to me, a bigger problem than what happened on defense.
Any blame for Justin Herbert in this whole thing?
I mean, he didn't play well, I don't think. And anytime you are... To me, look, the reclaim the comparison thing, I feel in a similar situation with Justin Herbert that I feel with Kenny Pickett, which is he is playing better than the offense gives him the ability to play. And therefore, his numbers a lot of the times look worse than they should, given what he's capable of doing and what he does generally. But I don't know if he is contributing to that collective failure of the offensive scheme. Because, again, like, he should, for a guy as talented and as capable of spectacular plays as he is, he should not be the back-to-back reigning champion in turnover-worthy play rate. He just shouldn't. That guy should not have, he should not be the most risk-averse quarterback in the NFL. He just shouldn't be. So for that to happen 2 years in a row, I don't think that's just the system. That has to be him playing some part of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's two systems in 3 years. And he's been, I mentioned the average depth of target stat. He's under 7 now this year. He's under 8 for his career. He's in the 7s, right, for his career, 7.5. I mean, that, two different systems, man. Like, is it, how much of it is Herbert? For perspective, average depth of target for Alex Smith is exactly the same. Alex Smith's career is 7.5. Herbert's career is 7.5. And again, reclaim the comparison. Both low turnover worthy play guys, low average depth of target. And Herbert's big time throw percentage isn't as high as you would expect from a guy whose highlights are out of this world, right? So I still think Herbert's really good. I do think there's a high level discussion that, yes, I don't want to parse it as like Justin Herbert deserves better, but certainly the results with Justin Herbert under center could be better. It's also way better than it was his rookie season when Anthony Lynn was the head coach. It's gotten better. Are there better plays to make offensively and, you know, better decisions to be made? Absolutely. I'm sure there are.
Like, to me, this is the classic example of, you know, so it sounded like the Jets fired Mike LaFleur,
yeah.
The Jets fired Mike LaFleur. It sounded like for the billionaire reason that we talked about before, which is we didn't get where we wanted to be this season. Therefore, somebody has to be fired.
Fire someone.
I don't make the rules. This is just the way it works. If you don't achieve what we set out to achieve, somebody's head has to swing for this. So, you know, you decide who it is, right? I don't care. I just want somebody fired. That's how this works. I'm a billionaire. This is how it works. It sounded like that's why Mike LaFleur was fired. And it sounded also like Robert Saleh was not on board with that as an outcome. But that's the way a lot of billionaires tend to think. This, to me, the Chargers now, is a classic example of it would be very easy to determine at the end of this, well, we didn't execute this. We failed. The collapse happened. Therefore, Brandon Staley gets fired. I don't make the rules. This is just how it is. Fire him. Next. This is a classic example of things generally for the Chargers, I think, are moving in the right direction. Now let's sit down and address collectively where we went wrong and what we can fix going forward. And if Brandon Staley does that, I think you will find several instances where he could have been better personally and where things could have been better and they can improve. Amongst them is, let's try and find an offensive mind that makes this thing work and better with Justin Herbert there. And I understand that's a lot of turnover in a short period of time for Justin Herbert. On the other hand, part of that is just, this is the NFL, it's going to happen. You might as well try and get better as opposed to just sticking with what's not working for the sake of continuity. But if he does that, if he learns from the, hey, maybe don't risk my injury-prone star receiver that brings something unique to the offense in a game that doesn't matter in week 18, you know, there's a bunch of things that I think they can do better next year. You could argue he should have already known that, but what the hell? I still think it's a net win to keep him and everybody and to keep him in charge as long as that process happens. You know, as long as he actually does, let's go away, self-scout, figure out where the problems were and make some changes, as opposed to, I mean, we were nearly there and we just got unlucky. Let's just keep going. You know, that's not good process either.
I did see somebody tweet through it. I forget who it was. I apologize. But basically saying, cover the Chargers for years. I don't think they fire Staley. I don't think they make this power move for Sean Payton. They don't want to give up the draft capital. They're already low in draft capital. They'll make changes.
They're also not in the same world as
they're not
a
throwing,
couple of the teams that are going to put like monster money in his
they're
direction.
They're not going to throw crazy money at Sean Payton. Even though that's the team that Saints fans were eyeing the entire time, right? Like, he was a lot of, you know, where would Sean Payton want to go? He would want Herbert, right? There are other opportunities now, though, for Payton.